baby. Can you hear me? Hey. Hey, you. God, I was so worried about you. When you didn't come home, I looked everywhere. I didn't know what to do. Are you all right? Are you in pain? Baby, I'm so sorry. All of this is my fault. I should have warned you about the world and all the horrible things lurking out there. I promised to protect you, and I failed you. If I had just... you could have... you forgive me. Babe, I don't think you understand how bad this could have been. They could have killed you. I don't know what I would do without you. The world would be so dark, so empty. You're my light, my sunshine. Every day you remind me of what it means to be good and to love. And I love you. That's the only thing I'm certain of in this godforsaken world. I love you. Here, let me hold you. I will be gentle. I pull the cover over as nice and snug. Being is a cold. You're supposed to be my heater, remember? Come here, love. We will warm each other up. That's it. Just like your back on my chest and let me hold you. Careful, don't strain yourself, baby. Gentle. There we go. I'm never gonna let you go. Nope, we're never leaving this bed. Forever and ever and ever. Because this is heaven. And I don't want to deal with... never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Because it's complicated and it's political. I guess I owe you an explanation, don't I? I'm going to tell you everything from now on. I promise. I trust you more than anyone I've ever known. I'm pretty young for my kind. I mean, I'm old enough to be your mom, but for us that's like a toddler. Sometimes that's the way they treat me, and I can't stand it. By they, I mean the elders. What, you thought I was the only vampire out there? No, hon. We're all over the world, hiding in the shadows or in plain sight, just like at a masquerade ball. Anyway, they're kind of pissed at me for all of this. They think that I should keep a tighter leash on you. I think they should go and fuck themselves. Sorry, I just can't stand that. They think you're my property, like a dog or something. You're more to me than that. So much more. The callousness, it comes with age. These are the same people who owned slaves, saw the Inquisition, the Crusades. Okay, I don't know anyone that old, but I sure as hell don't want to meet them. They justify being assholes by blaming the other monsters out there. Oh yeah, there's worse than werewolves out there, babe. Don't get me wrong, there aren't many who can match them in the punching contest, but there's worse ways to die. I'm sorry, you don't need to hear this. Well, I guess you do, but I think I was keeping all this from you because I wanted to feel safe. I wanted you to be happy, but you deserve the truth. There's so much to tell. It won't take just tonight to catch you up. How about just a few of the basics? Huh? I draw you a map of dangerous places you shouldn't go, and you should put it to memory, okay? Stuff like that will save your life. Let's see what else. Assume that everyone who isn't a human wants to kill you for some reason. It's a safe assumption. Actually, don't trust humans either. They might not be humans. Just don't trust anybody. Except me, of course. And don't go drinking anyone else's blood. I don't want you to go and fall in love with some other vampire. You're my human, remember? Sorry, I can't help myself sometimes. Let's see. Oh, never make a deal with an changeling or a demon or anyone. Sorry, this is so vague. You should probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference if you saw one. Anyway, they're both great at looking ordinary. I wish I didn't have to tell you any of this. I wish we just could live in a bubble together, free from all of the horror and scary shit. We could live in a castle in the clouds and look down on the world from our balcony. People would just be little tiny dots and they couldn't reach us. They couldn't hurt us. I could get tons of delicious food and then I would drink from you and you would still taste like it. What if you ate only chocolate bars for days? Oh my god, I bet you taste amazing. Hey, at least you would get to eat the chocolate. This is a good deal all around. We could just look down on the world from high up there and be happy. But we aren't there. We will just have to make do. I'm just happy to be with you, my love. I love you too, baby. Don't scream around so much. You need to rest. No fussing. Rest. Close those big, pretty eyes of yours. Go on. Close them. There you go. Breathe with me. In. And out. In. And out. Yes, I know I don't have to breathe, silly. These lungs only work when I want them to. Yeah, really? I could swim deep underwater and live there forever. How about that for our dream home? We could find some hidden cave or forgotten sunken city and call it our own. You will need a scuba suit or one of those big metal things with the round glass hats. You will look so goofy in one of those. Maybe I could find some wizard to give you gills or something. You could be my little mermaid! Sorry, ma'am, men. Mermaid. Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's weather. Take it from me. Okay, I stop. The thought of you with a squishy tail is just too much. Hey, I'm trying to help you relax, so shut up and relax already. What, you want me to sing to you? Babe, you know I'm kind of shy about singing. Yeah, I know, I just did, but it was a spur of the moment thing. Okay, fine. You promise you'll close your eyes and try to get some sleep if I do? Okay, shush. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You're still awake, sleepyhead. Good. You don't know how happy I am to have you here in my arms. I don't want to ever let you go, but I know I have to. I want to always be there to protect you, and it scares me so much. I want you to know. I'll implant it deep in your sleeping brain. I do everything in my power to keep you safe. I would meet the sun with a smile on my face, if it means keeping you from harm. I love you so much. I hope you dream of sweet things. Moonlight and beaches. Your favorite food. The two of us. That's another thing I miss. I don't really dream anymore. If I did, I know I would dream about you. You're all that I think about, love. Have sweet dreams for me.